everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Brian T. Smith from the Houston Chronicle, our Mark Vandermeer on vacation. Thanks for stepping in.
Anytime, Patty. Always good to be here. And, you know, usually Mark's the guy, but I got to step up every once in a while because he needs to take a break every once in a while.
You are the guy, too.
Not really.
I got more than one guy.
Mark is the man
in his own mind. Hey, let's talk a little bit about OTAs. Here we are in week three. You've been out here each and every day, and it's nice to get a new perspective and someone who follows the team as closely as you do. What do you take away from these 3 weeks, especially this last one?
The biggest story for this entire offseason, Patty, and this year for the Texans is going to be the quarterback situation, Brian Hoyer versus Ryan Mallett. And we've talked a little bit about Tom Savage as a third stringer. Savage has made progress, but it all comes down to Hoyer and Mallett. And right now, if you were to give the position tomorrow, it would go to Brian Hoyer, but there's still a long way to go in this thing. I think the thing that's really stood out, though, is the accuracy issues, and it's been there for both quarterbacks. These guys are in shorts and T-shirts. There's no real pressure. They're not getting hit, and they haven't been as accurate as you'd like to see. Now, obviously, they're still adjusting to a new system, a new team, but Mallett's been here for almost a year. Hoyer knows the basis of this system, dealing with Bill O'Brien and George Godsey in New England, and they've just struggled, you know, finding that connection and the rhythm with the receivers, and that the other part of that is you have a new receiving crew. So right now through OTAs, I don't think they've got to the point where they're fully comfortable right now. And honestly, for Ryan Mallett, accuracy was an issue in New England. It was an issue last year with the Texans, and it continues to be an issue for him, and it's going to be hard for him to win this spot against more of a vet like Hoyer if he can't become more accurate.
Well, as we get to the news and notes of the week, you mentioned George Godsey, and earlier this week, head coach Bill O'Brien came right out. The very first thing he said was he had an announcement to make about George Godsey.
Start off by just officially announcing that George Godsey is the offensive coordinator. I'm sure you guys at some point will have a chance to spend some time with him, but he'll be the offensive coordinator. It's really not too much different than what he did last year. It's just he's got the title. Behind the scenes, offensive meetings, things like that. I think the players respect the type of teacher that he is and how demanding he is. So he does a lot of things behind the scenes that you know, that you guys aren't able to see. Hard Knocks will see it, so you guys will be able to see it now. So yeah, you guys can see those Hard Knocks episodes.
So, Ryan, we're going to have Drew Doherty here a little bit later to talk coaches and much more about this. But just sort of your thoughts, you know, he's been here kind of doing it anyway. How much does this actually change anything?
It doesn't change anything, but it's a smart move by Bill O'Brien and the Texans. George Godsey, as things progress, let's say this team makes the playoffs this year, or they start to turn into a contender the next two or three years. George Godsey will most likely become a head coaching candidate in the NFL. He has that pedigree. He has the knowledge. He has the trust of Bill O'Brien and the Texans. He's already starting to be a well-respected, offensive coordinator. Coordinator type in the NFL in just 1 year. So to make him the OC officially, just a smart, simple move by Bill O'Brien. These guys go way back to the Georgia Tech days to where O'Brien, you know, basically was coaching a player in George Godsey. For them to come this far together, to put their imprint this quickly on this offense, and I think, you know, we're still seeing it develop, and they're still finding that next stage and taking that next step as a duo. Smart, simple move, but it's one that needed to be made.
Well, and the other news of the week, of course, is that of the Houston Texans. We'll be practicing with the Washington Redskins on August 6th through the 8th when training camp starts with Hard Knocks here. The New Orleans Saints didn't want any part of it, but Bill O'Brien and the players looking forward to spending some time in Virginia.
I do really believe in these joint practices. You know, I think when you can, especially when you can, for us, when we can get away, go to Richmond, practice against a very, very good football team with a great coaching staff and great players, and be in a hotel, and kind of it's like a camp unto itself. So I think that it's going to help our team. I thought when we went to Denver last year, I thought that was a great experience for our team. I think it helped our team, and hopefully this will be the same type of experience.
It's fun. I love competing. I love the opportunity to go against somebody else. You know, training camp can be one of those times that can be long when you're facing the same people over and over again, especially when it's your own guys. So the opportunity to play another team and see new faces, see new schemes, it's going to be fun. And the chance to go up, I think it's in Richmond, Virginia, right? You know, go see a new area, see some new people. So it'll be fun.
I think it's pretty important. You know, number one, it just breaks up the monotonous feeling of going against, you know, the same defense, the same personnel every day against each other, you know, going against another team, different player, someone you're not as familiar with, in a competitive environment. Very important. And I think it just keeps everyone on our toes. You know, you have a lot of different looks that you're not prepared for, that you don't see on an every down basis, for all facets, you know, offense, defense, special teams. And it just raises your level of play a little bit, I think.
And Brian, I find this one very interesting because with, of course, like we said, Hard Knocks coming in, the Saints not wanting to do it. That was originally leading up to a preseason game. This doesn't have a preseason game attached to it, but this team feels like it's beneficial to still work against another team.
No, Patty, I completely agree with you. Last year they did this with Denver, but it was before a preseason game number 3, I believe, and it made complete sense. They were going to be in Denver for that entire week. You had a really nice practice session. Things got pretty heated. We saw the Bill O'Brien Texans really come out for the first time. This is completely different. This is more an emergency type situation. Bill wants to do this. I totally understand what he wants to, but basically they're going to have to, you know, trade their entire camp setup for just 2 or 3 days, go up to Richmond, Virginia, practice the Redskins, and then all of a sudden they have to play a different team. So it's kind of an odd situation, but I think that the basis of it makes complete sense. He wants to see his guys in real live action against another team. You don't really get that in a preseason game because after the first quarter, your starters are out. So you're really only getting, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of real action in a preseason game. This makes complete sense for O'Brien to do this. It's just not the most orthodox situation.
All right, we'll take our first time out here on the show, but don't go away when we come back. David Quisenberry has been seen out on the practice fields, and we may see him a whole lot more. Stay with us.